The world's most restrictive packaging law for cigarettes is now in effect in Australia. As of last weekend, all tobacco products in the country must now be sold in the same generic package, covered with images of smoking-related diseases. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney on the anti-smoking effort.
Horizon Blue in the tobacco, mate, the small packet, please, yeah.
The new cigarette packaging may be intended to turn off smokers, but it's still business as usual at the Free Choice tobacco shop north of Sydney.
People are still coming in and saying, oh, that's terrible, but they're still smoking.
Shop owner Brenda Jones says the graphic images haven't really deterred any of her customers, and the hundreds of look-alike packages have just made it harder for small business owners like her to keep up with stocking shelves and placing orders.
Very costly. Costly in time and effort. I'm supposed to have gone home at 2:30, and I'm still here because I'm still doing orders because it takes us twice as long to do.
But the government didn't intend to make things easier for small business. Health Minister Tanya Plibersek says the main goal of the law is to try to get the country's smoking rate down to just 1 in 10 Australians by 2018.
Plain packaging sends a very strong signal to the tobacco industry that we won't tolerate this sort of ongoing promotion of tobacco in Australia.
The industry pulled out all the stops in challenging the law, arguing it violates everything from international trade pacts to intellectual property rights because it prevents companies from using valuable, long-established logos and trademarks like the Desert Camel or Rustic Cowboy. But Australia's High Court rejected those challenges. Now that the law's a reality, Scott McIntyre of the country's largest tobacco company, British American Tobacco, says it'll only benefit black marketeers.
We've said for a long time now there's some serious unintended consequences that will flow on from plain packaging, including the growth in the illegal tobacco market.
And he may be right. Just this morning, Australia's Customs Service seized a cargo container filled with more than 10 million smuggled cigarettes. But anti-smoking groups say they've heard from smokers who tell them this is just the sort of push needed to help them quit. In Sydney, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.